This is Ozarks at Large. Late last week, officials with the City of Fayetteville and Ozark Regional Transit, one of the area's two public transit entities, participated in a public forum regarding the future of alternative transportation in our region. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis attended the forum at the Fayetteville Public Library, and he has this report.
Mass transit may have its place in the future transportation landscape of Northwest Arkansas, but according to area leaders, some forms of moving people up and down the Interstate 540 corridor won't come to fruition anytime soon. Fayetteville Mayor Lynald Jordan says that one such form of transit is an often discussed light rail system.
I can tell you this as far as moving passengers. You can move about, I think it's 5,000 people an hour by car, that the studies that I looked at. With one light rail engine, you can move 15,000 people an hour from point A to point B. The expense, it's expensive. I think first we have to start with the bus system. We got to look at the present rail that we have, and then we need to look at light rail for the future.
The results of the 2010 census show that the population in the Northwest Arkansas planning area has exceeded 200,000 people. Crossing that population threshold means that the federal government no longer thinks of Northwest Arkansas as a, quote, metropolitan planning organization. Instead, the increased population makes the area classified as a transportation management area, meaning that federal transportation funds that once flowed to the area through the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department now go directly to the Northwest Arkansas Planning Commission. Joel Gardner, the executive director of Ozark Regional Transit, says that because the federal money will now be directly flowing into the area, those funds can be purposed in a couple of different ways.
When a community goes over $200,000, the money that they give under the 5307 grant formula is to be used for capital expenditures. However, there are many, many communities throughout the United States that are well over $200,000 that receive those dollars, but we can apply them towards operating capital.
What that means as it regards to capital expenses, for every $10 spent, $8 to $9 is covered by the federal government, while $5 of every $10 spent on operational costs, such as fuel, electricity, or even retirement benefits for employees, can be a part of the federal grant. But how does this federal funding look as it pertains to funding bus service?
We're looking good on the federal side. We really are. We can continue to provide the service levels that we have right now for the next 3 years, no questions asked. But this is where the big but comes in. I want to make sure we do more than that. I want to make sure, first of all, we're providing you with the money that we have a timely transit system, one that you can count on, one that gets you where you want to go. We have already started since I've been here to make some small changes that have proven to be extremely significant.
Since taking over as head of ORT late last year, Gardner says he has worked on fine-tuning routes to ensure that they run in a timely manner and to make sure they offer the most coverage possible. But to make the current bus offerings more viable as a transportation option in the area, all of the panelists said that more development of the system is needed. Fayetteville senior city planner Jeremy Pate says that to make a bus system effective, there must be buses connecting enough businesses, workplaces, and community amenities for it to be a viable alternative that people would use. But having the connecting routes is only one half of the picture.
On a city level, though, we also, to get the buses, we must have an interconnected pedestrian system. As you all know, you can't walk on sidewalks from your house every place in the city.
Mayor Lynald Jordan proposed using money gleaned from the state's half-cent transportation tax to expand sidewalk and trail connections in the city. He says that the city stands to receive as much as $1.5 million in revenue from the tax to be used for surface transportation development.
I want to take $1 million of that and put it in sidewalks. Right now we're putting about $500,000 a year in our sidewalks, and we are doing about 12,000 running feet. I want to increase that to 36,000 running feet, which we'll spend about between $1.3 and $1.5 million per year over the next 4 years.
New sidewalk construction would be focused on areas within a half mile of schools, giving children more safe routes to walk to classes without having to worry about walking in roadways or ditches. Jordan says that once schools are suitably connected to their surrounding neighborhoods, then the sidewalk networks can be further expanded, spidering their way through the city to fill holes in the city's foot transportation network. And trail construction won't be excluded from the new transportation dollars flowing into the area. 4.2 miles of new trails are set to be built in Fayetteville by year's end. That's the largest amount of trail construction that the city has done in a single year, but part of those new trails will be part of the larger Razorback Regional Greenway. Construction on the 36-mile-long trail is set to also wrap up by the end of the year. But what are we to make of all of these separate initiatives aimed at creating more viable transportation alternatives? Jeremy Pate says that having many alternatives is exactly the point of expanding the region's transportation options.
Well, I feel that a healthy, livable transportation network is about providing choice. It's about providing alternatives. Not all of us sitting in this room and within the city have the same level of mobility. That can be due to age, that can be due to financial means, that can be due to choice. You simply don't want to have a vehicle and don't want to be driving every day. Providing alternatives as a municipality or providing options allows our citizens to be more mobile. It also at the same time reduces strain on any one mode of transportation. So that's why you'll hear us talk a lot about alternatives. Not any one alternative, not one silver bullet is the answer. We want to look at all options.
However, Pate says that one of the challenges of implementing a system like light rail is that fewer and fewer federal dollars are becoming available for such projects. In the face of potentially declining federal support for alternative transportation projects, Pate says that the solution may lie in more public-private partnership funding schemes, like the one that has been used to build much of the trail system. Half of the Razorback Regional Greenway is paid for through grants from the Walton Family Foundation, and Pate says that the grant has been leveraged against a federal transportation grant to get the project completely funded. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.